So you could see it coming up as you were managing your mom's finances, as maybe some constriction patterning was coming up, or feeling of lack, or what
was it? It was the feeling of lack. I've looked at both sides of my family, and my mom and I had talked about that years ago, about what was the family money history. And so I hadn't named it, but you named it, which was scarcity.
Scarcity,
and
yeah.
That was what was coming up in my system at that time.
Welcome to Plenty. I'm your host, Kate Northrup, and together we are going on a journey to help you have an incredible relationship with money, time, and energy, and to have abundance on every possible level. Every week, we're going to dive in with experts and insights to help you unlock a life of plenty. Let's go fill our cups.
Please note that the opinions and perspectives of the guests on the Plenty podcast are not necessarily reflective of the opinions and perspectives of Kate Northrup or anyone who works within the Kate Northrup brand.
Welcome, Heidi. Thanks for coming on Plenty.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy you're here. So you just were telling me before we started recording about a money manifestation story, and all money wins are worth noting, big and small. So I want to share this one. Will you share with folks what you were just telling me about your money manifestation story when you came to Coconut Grove?
Yes. So I was saying that I stayed in an Airbnb, and it was a really great Airbnb, and we were having a conversation, and I happened to mention we were talking about Ubers and how cheap they were. And I said, actually, the one I got in was not that cheap. It cost me $40 to get here. And he walked back in the house and walked back out and handed me $40 and said, we want you to enjoy your time here. And this is for the Uber. And typically, I would have just resisted and said, no, 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 you don't have to do that. It's truly okay. And just given it back. And instead, based on your teachings, I decided to be open to receiving and just said, thank you.
I love that. And how did it feel to receive it?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like there have been so many incidents like that for me since enrolling in your course where someone's just offered me money and I've just said thank you and so been great. Open to receiving. And it's not that I wouldn't have said thank you before, right? Or taken it before, but it's a different energy around it. It's truly, like, it's a capital R receiving. I don't know how to describe it.
I love that. That's great. And how did he seem giving you that $40?
That's a great question. I think it really made his day. Mm-hmm. He really wanted, I think if I had resisted that, because we had had conversations about health and my health, my mom's health and his health. And it was just like a really great conversation. If I had just shut that down, it would have shut him down.
Yeah, it does shut it down. When we resist and block our receptivity, it shuts down the flow for us, and it shuts down the flow from where it's coming from. And it also shuts down the flow from where it was going to go when it came through us. It just shuts down the flow. So I love that story so much. It's really beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So backing up a little bit, how did you hear about Relax Money, and what was going on in your life at that time that made you feel like this would be useful for me?
So I saw it on Ruthie Lindsay's Instagram. That's where I
love Ruthie.
Yeah. I decided to do your flow workshop. Mm-hmm. And what was going on at the time, I think I was getting over another big hurdle with, I manage my mom's financial affairs due to her health. And I was kind of like hitting a little bit of a panic button, not necessarily over that, but I think just financially of where I want my life to go and where it is. And everything you said in that course really resonated with me. And I just knew that there was something there for me. I have a background in self-regulation, but applying it to money was a very different thing for me.
What's your background in nervous system?
So I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I've done that for ages. I am trained in the beginning stages of somatic therapy. I'm not a somatic therapist, but I understand that aspect. And I've taught a lot of self-regulation skills to folks, but really taking it home for the money piece. So to answer your question, I really felt like I was kind of starting to repeat a cycle that I was noticing in my family and noticing these patterns. And so when you brought that up in that flow workshop about family history and those patterns and that identity, that was something that I hadn't heard of applied in that atmosphere and felt really necessary for me.
Yeah, yeah. So you could see it coming up as you were managing your mom's finances as maybe some constriction patterning was coming up or feeling of lack or what was...
It was the feeling of lack. It was more of like a scarce... I think I've looked at both sides of my family, and my mom and I had talked about that years ago about what was the family money history. And so I hadn't named it, but you named it, which was scarcity.
Scarcity, and yeah.
That was what was coming up in my system at that time.
Yeah. And I know that during you have a travel business, mm-hmm. and during the pandemic, obviously that business changed.
Yeah.
And, and then you came into Relax Money in fall of 2023. So what was going on with your business at the time when you enrolled in the program?
So the business, I really feel like is like in a redreaming phase.
Redreaming.
And that's kind of where it was at. So I've been sustaining myself. I've been a program coordinator for many years, mm-hmm. and program director and doing those types of things. So that's what's been sustaining me. Yeah. But that's where that was at that time.
Okay. So you were in a redreaming phase.
Yeah. I'm in the like redream. And not now, but that's where I kind of was yeah, like, what exactly do I want to be doing? Because I have a background in health and wellness. I really want to help and support people. And I have a ton of education behind me in order to do that. But going through your program really was something that helped me land on, oh, this is this specifically, right? Because wellness is so broad.
Yes, it is.
So to really niche down was taking me years. And now I feel like, oh, this is what I've been working on for 15 years. I'm here. And really, truly, your program had a lot to do with that.
That's amazing. So you were able to really like trust in yourself, mm-hmm. to niche down and really land what it is that you are focusing on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. What do you think about the program, either about the setup of the program, the community, the content, the practices, what do you think was the most supportive for you in being able to really begin this next chapter of your business with confidence?
Yeah, I think there's something around the way you teach. So I think it was Susie Ashworth's quote around to be, I'm not remembering exactly what it is, but to step into who you are, like to mm-hmm. be the person you are first, mm-hmm. not the action steps of
yeah,
how.
That it's right. Right. So when we have a desire, I love this part of her book, Infinite Receiving. When we have a desire around money, we can so often go into like, well, I don't know how, mm-hmm. or how am I going to do that? And we get really in the weeds of like the how, the step-by-step, and then we shut ourselves down because we don't know the how. Of course, we don't know the how. We've never done it before. But she recommends that instead we ask who, not what do I need to do, but who do I need to be in order to step into that identity of the kind of person who has manifested this desire. And that was a very relaxing thought to me. So that's why I wanted to pass it along to our Relax Money students.
Yeah, and that one really stuck out to me. And you brought it up recently again, and I needed to hear it again. I think that's the support that you have, the community, having other students there that I could relate to and know that they were in the same shoes as me. It's just very empowering. The community you've created is a very empowering community. Mm-hmm. So I'm still really connected. I mean, my WhatsApp is going off almost every other day with, we're getting together. Are you getting together Sunday? We're sitting down. I need to redo this part. So having those tools. And then the piece where you really kind of spoke to those that might be perfectionists, which I could totally raise my hand on, that I would have been stuck on I didn't do the homework, and just knowing that it's okay, that it was okay to do that, was extremely supportive. Mm-hmm. So I can pick it up whenever and get back to it.
Totally. Yeah, really highlighting, you know, there's so many different layers of trauma responses that we can have. And we don't know that they're trauma responses because society celebrates us for them, like being a perfectionist, right? Mm-hmm. Like being an overachiever, like overworking. Like some of those things are just society celebrates it. And actually, it can really be a trauma response. So I'm glad that that was really helpful for you to just realize, like, oh, there's gray area here. Like I can, there's no perfection. There's no doing this course right. There's just doing it the amount that makes sense for me in this moment. What were your possible, was there anything coming up for you when you were in the flow workshop or stepping into the Relax Money program that was a hurdle or an obstacle or an objection that you had about diving into this work for any reason?
I think some of it was maybe what if I can't do it, right? Like, what if I can't achieve, right? What if I don't get the results, right? Like, I could get in my head a little bit about that piece. And so I think that's where, again, having the community, having those folks who say, like, I'm not getting it, or I'm going back to day one again. Just the safety created to know that. Because otherwise, yeah, I could have gotten into that space where I was like, I'm not signing up for this because what if I don't get there? And not that there's necessarily a there to get to, but
totally.
Right. So like I'm conscious of that. But yeah, I think that's probably like what stands out the most.
That's great. So as you're reinventing your business, and I know you said that you're moving into health coaching and specifically around Ayurveda, which is such an incredible tradition and philosophy and so powerful. So I love that you're offering that to folks. Have you noticed anything come up for you as you grow that business that has allowed you to incorporate or reminded you like, oh, there's a tool for Relax Money for that, or there's a paradigm that I learned or a strategy? Has it been supported you in any specific way as you've been stepping out with a new iteration of your business?
For sure. What stands out the most, and I think is like just a interesting through line. So from the Ayurvedic perspective, and really specifically, I'm looking at supporting people aligning with their true nature. And you often say, you know, we are nature, right? So it's that delicate balance. I think that I had already been in cycle tracking for myself of just my own cycles, and I kept noticing patterns that were coming up, right? And this happened, I started tracking probably the year before I met you. So I had already been in it, noticing these patterns, these cycles. And then coming up to your course and really you emphasizing those patterns, right? So I had certain patterns that I was noticing, and they were nervous system patterns, right? I could identify fight flight patterns that were coming up, like, oh, that time of the month, it's going to come up, right?
Yes.
And what we were talking about recently, what you've been sharing recently, right, is that it's that bottom up. So it's the thought coming after the emotional feeling, the sensation. And so I was noticing those things coming up. And they were just thought loops. Mm-hmm. They just happened to be the same thought loops, but that wasn't it, really. It was like the energy loop. Mm-hmm. So I think in terms of strategies for my business is really aligning with what do I need? What's my body need first? Because that's really important for me to relay to my clients that you actually can put yourself first. You can slow down. So I know I get extremely exhausted right before my cycle, but society's taught me to just be the same all the time, push through. And this is just something that I'm hoping to relay to people. You relay it in the world of money. I think I could get stuck in that loop and just not move forward. And I think I have, and that's what relaxed money did for me, was like, oh, notice more of the patterns, notice more of that cycle, and be able to step away from it and be my true self, right? That's what I want for people that I work with, is that I want them to be able to access, like, who are you really? Like, who are you really when you step away from all of these things, all of what society's taught you? And it's your consistent reminder of that that's really helped me. And so in terms of business, I'm carrying that with me, because I could get in that loop again, especially as an entrepreneur, because I think I have my own family histories and, like, things around what does it mean to be an entrepreneur and is that safe,
right? Yes, totally. Totally. And I love that you brought up that at certain times of our cycle, I don't think I have explicitly said this, and I'm glad you explicitly said it. At certain times of our cycle, we will be more dysregulated as a default. Mm-hmm. Like during our luteal phase, our nervous system is going to be more likely to be dysregulated, and we do need to lean in and nurture ourselves even more during our luteal phase. So I'm really glad you said that. It is cyclical as well. And that piece around really knowing that we can step away from those cycles of overriding our bodies, and the fact that you're bringing that to your clients is so beautiful. And that constant reminder, one of our other students was sharing with me that she really sees relaxed money as this insurance policy for her, because what she notices is when she's in the community, when she's listening to the content regularly, when she's engaging, she just makes more money because she's engaging with her money. She's being constantly reminded to engage with her money and engage with her life in a way that is relaxed, regulated, powerful, trusting, abundant. It's an entire environment that you can immerse yourself in of abundance as opposed to scarcity. And the vast majority of the world is oriented around scarcity. So it's just switching it's basically like a radio station you can put on and be in that energy. So I love that you said that it's sort of just like almost impacting you by osmosis, because it is that consistent reminder when you're around the community, when you're in the environment listening to the calls, whether they're live or on replay. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. Is there anything you would want to pass along to someone who's considering stepping into this work and is just not sure if it's right for them, if it's right for them right now, or whatever hesitation they might have?
I think for me, it's not a question of if it's right for you, right? Because we're all in this society, in this container, in this being human. So money is the thing we have to manage all of the time. But I could totally understand if someone is just not sure if this is the right time for them. I don't know that I would have as much hesitation. I think what you just said about the world of abundance and manifestation, and when you're in that container, when you're in that community, having seemingly more happen for you, more abundantly. And that's my experience too. And someone could have said that to me before and I would have just said BS. Like, that's just not true, right? And I've been in so many circles where manifestation has been taught and it's never resonated with me. It just did. It seems so out there the way it was taught to me. The way that you teach it, it really landed. So I'm thinking that if there's someone that's hesitating and having that pause, I'm a person who makes very practical decisions most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in that 3D.
Yeah.
You teach a safe way of stepping into that 5D. So I would really encourage someone to step into that, because you're doing it with science-based. It's practical. I think that I would totally hear someone hesitating and maybe be open to receiving.
Mm, so beautiful. I love that. It is a bridge between the 3D and the 5D. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And we do walk that line between the practical and the magical. And the more we put our attention on our money in a loving, abundance-oriented way, the more money shows up. It just does. It's like there's nothing. It's just kind of one of the laws of the universe. And abundance in multiple forms, right? There's financial abundance, and then there's all sorts of forms of abundance. And the community that you've developed in Relax Money is just like makes my heart so happy to know that you're, you know, in connection with that community and that level of abundance. I mean, yes, certainly practically to do business with, but also just to do life with and to feel that sense of connection and community and safety. So I love hearing that. So if people want to connect with you and learn more about your wellness coaching, where should they connect?
So the best place probably to connect with me would be on my website. It's HeidiKnapp.com.
Great.
So
Knapp with a silent K.
That's what I was just going to say. If first name and last name is a little bit difficult. So first name is Heidi, H-E-I-D-I. Last name is Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, .com. And at Heidi Thrives on Instagram.
Love it. Thank you.
And I also have my, I should say, the travel company yes. name as well. So my travel company is named Outer Edge Travel. And we've been on a long pause as we're redreaming. And I'm excited to step back into that.
Love it. That's so great. Thank you, Heidi. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Thanks for being part of our community. So good to get to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Plenty and getting to know Heidi and her beautiful story of trusting herself so that she can redream her businesses and support more people in their own healing journey. I love in particular the piece she said about cyclical awareness and tracking her cycle and leaning into more relaxation and trust around that. Also the piece around community and the piece of manifesting money and making manifesting feel practical and doable and having the receipts in her own life to prove that. So if you are considering joining Relax Money, if you're really wanting to take a look at this work, head over to katenorthrup.com/wide so you can access the free workshop we have going on called Wide Receiver that is the best place to get started on your money healing journey. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you liked this episode, please share it, leave us a rating, leave us a review. That is the best way for this information to get out to more people. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you for the next episode of Plenty.
Woohoo! You made it to the end of an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel expanded already?
So if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast. Text a friend and let them know they need to listen in. That helps us spread the word so more people can experience plenty together. And if you want to ease your path to creating wealth, I created a money breakthrough guide for you where I interviewed over 20 of my high-earning women friends. And I asked them what their biggest money breakthrough guide was. And the responses were so mind-blowing and helpful, I knew I needed to pass them along to you. This is the kind of thing that is often only shared behind closed doors, but now you can access it totally for free. So head over to katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs and get the guide. Again, that's katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs. And I'll see you next time for Plenty.